What is the FBI looking for? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
This is just more political persecution of Donald J. Trump.
His son Eric on Fox after the raid at the former president's Florida home while he was in New York City. Fox's Ashley Webster is at Mar-a-Lago.
All of this is part of the investigation into whether President Trump took classified documents from the White House when he left the office. This goes back to what's called the Presidential Records Act. The National Archives Department, they looked through some boxes that were taken from Mar-a-Lago earlier this year, back in January and February, and said, wait a minute, there are some classified documents in here. Now, Donald Trump has said all along that he's cooperated and that nothing was done underhandedly, and he says he gave whatever he was supposed to give.
Now, the former president calls it prosecutorial misconduct and assault and corrupt, led by Democrats who don't want him to run again in 2024. And then he released a campaign-like video on his Truth social media app.
Americans kneel to God and God alone, and it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again.
Now, the White House says it was not told about the FBI raid in advance. President Biden was in Kentucky at the time surveying flood damage in an area where at least 37 people were killed.
I promise you, we're staying, the federal government, along with the state and county, in the city. We're staying until everybody's back to where they were.
Another life in prison sentence for Travis and Greg McMichael, this time in federal court on hate crimes charges. The two men also convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery, a black man they shot while he was out jogging, claiming they thought he was a robber. Greg apologized in court. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper-Jones, then said,
I think now that he realized that he made some horrible decisions back in February, unfortunately, his apology doesn't bring back my son, but I do accept the apology.
William Bryan got 35 years in prison. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's primary day in four states, Connecticut, Vermont, and Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
In Minnesota's 1st District, voters will choose who will finish out the term of the late Congressman Jim Hagedorn, but they will also hold a primary election to see who will face whom in the fall in that district. In the special election primary in May, Republican farmer and state USDA Director of Rural Development Brad Finstead beat state representative backed by some in the House Freedom Caucus, Jeremy Munson, but only by a point. Now, Finstead will face Democrat, retired CEO of Hormel Foods, Jeff Ettinger, in the special election. But then, voters are also deciding the primary, where Finstead is again facing Munson. While this is a likely Republican district, Ettinger, in this inflationary environment, has been running a campaign highlighting a career in making food affordable and understanding supply chains. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The price of the gas pump keeps falling. It's dropped every day for 8 weeks since June's record. It is now almost a dollar less than the all-time high. AAA's national average at $4.03 a gallon, still 84 cents more than a year ago. On Wall Street, stock futures not moving much like yesterday when the Dow rose 29 points, the Nasdaq lost just 5. A Grammy-winning singer who had 5 number one hits and 10 others in the top 10 has lost a decades-long battle with cancer.
Olivia Newton-John sold more than 100 million records and boasted dozens of singles in a career spanning more than half a century. Her biggest hit, Physical, in 1981, topping the charts for a record 10 weeks. In 1978, Newton-John landed the iconic role of Sandy in Grease, starring alongside John Travolta. Newton John died Monday morning at her ranch in Southern California, surrounded by friends and family. She was 73 years old. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
David McCullough has also died. The Pulitzer Prize-winning historian and author was 89. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.